Welcome to today's episode of On the Rocks. This is a very special episode for me. May is Mental Health Awareness Month in the US, so we thought it would be really cool to chat with Hazel Duffy, the founder of Enjoy Your Mind. Today we're going to delve into topics around mental health and well-being for on-site workers within the global mining industry and how uniquely important this topic is for our industry. This conversation does touch on some heavy topics such as suicide, so please keep this in mind when you're considering where and how you listen to this episode. If this topic isn't a good one for you to listen to today for any reason, please join us for our next episode or come back and listen when you're in a different spot. Please also note that neither Hazel nor I are mental health professionals, and nothing we discuss today should be interpreted as mental health advice. For that, please always seek out a professional. I had no idea before working on this episode that mining has the highest rate of male suicide of any occupation in the US, over double the national average. That I could be as deeply involved and networked as I am in this industry, and I didn't know that, was pretty shocking to me. So I hope you find this discussion as illuminating and hope-inspiring as I did. Hazel is an ex-fly-in, fly-out worker and now founder of the impactful startup Enjoy Your Mind, a well-being platform consisting of on-site workshops, classes, and webinars. With a deep understanding of the challenges faced by miners, Hazel was inspired by the urgent need for a safe, inclusive environment. Driven by the desire to create real change and an on-site injury incurred as a blast crew member, Hazel established Enjoy Your Mind as a solution to help aid in reinventing the mining reputation to one of enjoyment, opportunity, growth, and purpose. With that, pour a cup of coffee or a glass of whatever you're drinking, and let's dive in. Hazel, welcome to On the Rocks. We are so excited to have you here today. Are you having anything to drink as we record?
Hey, thanks. Just water at the minute. A little bit boring than your usual guest today, actually. But yeah, it's 7 o'clock over here.
Yeah.
So
I know
it's working tomorrow.
Yeah. 7 o'clock in the morning here. So I'm being really classy and I'm drinking Celsius, an energy drink, out of a coffee mug. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. Later on today. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Hazel, May is Mental Health Awareness Month here in the US. So we thought it'd be really cool to talk to you about mental health and well-being for on-site workers within the global mining industry and the really great work that Enjoy Your Mind is doing. So we think this is really timely for this month. So I wonder if you could kick it off with a little introduction to Enjoy Your Mind and your background and how it all came to be.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So Enjoy Your Mind is a FIFO wellness platform that gets distributed out onto mine sites. And we have essential pillars within the platform, such as financial literacy education, well-being psychology that really specializes on helping FIFO workers with their relationships, not just their intimate partners, but with their family members and their friends. We also have vitality specialists, so like physios, pain specialists, and nutritionists, personal trainers, and cultural engagement sessions with First Nations people of Australia that specialize in traditional methods of well-being through the lore. And we have some TEDx speakers, athletes, and alcohol coaches, and much more. So essentially, it's a wide range of facilitators that specialize in these pillars that we believe is advantage for everyone's individual well-being within a safe space on mine sites for male and female workers to come together and to be guided. And yeah, essentially building like healthy communication skills and forming long-lasting relationships on site as well in a healthy environment. So it's like an alternative to the gym and the bar.
Are you saying the gym isn't a healthy environment?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that at all. I'll be there like first thing in the morning, but it's like an alternative option. Like we just want to be a third option, essentially. Right. Maybe you don't want to go to the gym. Maybe you don't want to go to bar. Maybe you want to learn about something else this Monday. Yeah.
No, absolutely. And how did you have the idea to start Enjoy Your Mind? Where did it all come from?
So I've been in the industry for quite a while. I started over in New South Wales in Australia and over in WA. And I guess the idea kind of initiated when BHP brought in the 50-50 target ratio for male and female workers. And after spending a few years listening to my colleagues' issues and a lot of them being mental health issues, I started to link those problems to a solution, and those solutions became the essential pillars to Enjoy Your Mind. You know, mental health is a massive thing over here in Australia in the mining industry, and we're actually losing lives every second day to suicide over here. 80% of the workers actually experience significant amount of stress, anxiety, and depression, and like a third of that is clinical, is at the clinical cutoff. So with the traditional lore method in mind, the Indigenous way of well-being, one book that I read actually that was written by one of our facilitators, there's a very powerful passage where he shares about how within this Indigenous tribe, they're very connected to their land, and that the land has people within it that are very positive. So they have like positive energy going on to them, to the land. And if the elders had seen someone go onto the land with negative energy, which negative essentially would be someone with anxiety, stress, or depression, mm-hmm. that they would take that person off the land, sit down with them, and do some storytelling, which would be true, like dreamtime stories. And until he was coached out of his mental health issues, he would then be allowed back onto the land. So I just thought it was a very powerful visual perspective to think that if 80% of the workers in the industry are having these issues, that means that 80% of the workers would have been taken off the land by traditional owners back in the day. And I just thought it was really beautiful, and they really inspire, the First Nations people here really inspire me a lot, because they're idea of well-being is that it's universal. So in order for me to be well, you need to be well. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I feel like our society is very much, it's kind of lost its sense of community, especially in the mining industry. So really working on building a sense of community within those spaces that Enjoy Your Mind forms.
Then what do you think it is about mining that, you know, kind of creates this culture where mental health and some of these issues are so severe? I mean, you've worked within the industry, and you've worked on site in pretty extreme circumstances, remote locations. What do you think it is that creates some of these issues, or heightens them, I should say?
Yeah, that's a great question. So obviously we know it's a mining culture per se now. There's a heavily reputation around it being, you know, big cases of sexual harassment and bullying and mental health issues and suicide. And after doing a lot of research, and I can never do enough research within it, so from what I know, a lot of it is obviously the distance away from your loved ones, feeling disconnected from them, missing out on significant events, like memorable events, and then having to come back and feeling like an outsider when you come back into those family environments. And it takes a little while for you to settle back into the swing of things once you get back home, and then you have to go back and do it all again, and you're just constantly having these kind of push and pull issues coming up, as well as like lack of like physical touch as well. Like that's a massive one. I don't know how many hugs we're supposed to have a day, but I know it's a lot. And I know that besides that as well, you're in a repetitive work cycle. Sometimes people can go full day without actually speaking to anyone, and that's very lonely, as well as maybe the nutrition on site as well, being able to eat healthy, that's a massive thing for your mental health. There's many issues surrounding this, but yeah, we're the ones that be strongly with.
Yeah, and I know you had mentioned earlier also that you all offer support for pain management, or, you know, like physical health aspects, and I just think that's something that also sometimes goes unrecognized, like the physical, the strenuousness of what goes on and the impact of pain on mental health, even in other industries.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a big one. And that's one that I resonate with highly as well. And from what I've experienced as well, I've met a lot of people in the industry who have been in severe pain, and mining is all they know, and they just continue to be there, but they lose their themselves in the process, their own personalities that were once bubbly, you know. And yeah, I know that myself. Obviously, I had my back, my spinal injury on the mine site, and I still have a lot of pain on a daily basis today, and I have never been the same since. But I think it's difficult for people to understand that unless they've felt it themselves. And yeah, I know it's also something that's difficult to have empathy towards someone else if you haven't. Yeah, but what I notice is that older people seem to just kind of have more empathy towards my story than anyone else. And they're the ones that I kind of seen having the most pain out on the sites as well. And the worst thing is for them is that they don't know what other kind of source of employment they'll be able to go back into. But some of the physios that we have within our programs, like I know 50 to 60% of her clients are actually FIFO workers. Mm-hmm. And the pain management is only one part that she deals with. Like, she has to help deal with their, you know, mental health problems as well. And it's really sad because, another thing I came across was I was looking at a mattress one day. Mm-hmm. And I was actually doing like a, I was representing Enjoyer Mine at the convention center here in Perth when it was just very, very new. And I seen this mattress company advertising their mattresses, and I decided I wanted to go over and just lie down because I was in a lot of pain that day. And I lie down and tested out her mattress, and she was like, you know, you're very young. Why do you feel like you would need this particular mattress? It costs a lot of money, and it's just like built in to help people with all of these different issues. And I told her my story. I was in the mines and I had a really bad injury, and it's very impactful to me. And she said, it's really sad, and I'm going to tell you this because it's really important that you know this, but our highest paying customers are FIFO workers that are men between the age of 30 and 40 years old. And I was like, that's devastating, because that just shows how much of them are struggling out there. And a lot of the time men are very scared to speak up about what issues they're going through. And there's a higher percentage of men taking their own lives as well in the industry, so it's quite upsetting.
Yeah, and I know when you and I were prepping for this session, we talked a little bit about that, the high rate of suicide among mining workers in Australia. And I, you know, told you I had never seen that statistic mentioned for the US or Canada, since I'm based in the US. And I did some research, and my mind was, I just was so shocked. I had no idea that according to the US CDC, mining has the highest suicide rate of any occupation in the U.S. The national standard for men is 32 individuals out of every 100,000 people in the population. And within the U.S. mining population, it's 72 out of 100,000. So that's over double the national average. There were no statistics for women in the mining industry, I'm guessing, just because the, you know, participation is so much lower. That's compared to eight women for every 100,000 people are in the general population are at risk of suicide. But I wonder if you could speak to that a little bit, and what Australia is doing or how Australia is approaching this, because it seems like there's a much higher level of awareness of the risk within Australia, just from what you've described to me.
Yeah, so I'm definitely not the only company out there that's focusing on the FIFO workers' well-being. There's a lot of companies that are specifically focused around mental health and like mental health first aid as well. I don't know if that's a big thing over in the US. Have you heard of that before?
I haven't. What is mental health first aid?
Mental health first aid is basically first aid completely targeted around someone that would have mental health issues or problems. So you're certified in how to deal with these people and how to help them. It's definitely a course I'd recommend. But yeah, so we have other mental health corporations that focus on giving workshops to the individual workers around, you know, their thoughts, their feelings, how to speak to someone else if they're going through a difficult time, and how to encourage them that it's okay to be going through a hard time as well, and just kind of giving them support numbers or networks as well, who to reach out to, and giving them different activities as well, resources to implement into their daily lives to go forward. A lot of it is done within a group setting environment, and yeah, really tending to build relationships among the crew and build like a safe space. And that's what Enjoy Your Mind is all about. It's just all about that safe space that we provide on site, because that's really where the magic happens. It's just allowing a space for people to speak up about what they're going through as well, almost like a support group. And yeah, just offer guidance. So yeah, it's a big thing over here for sure. We have a lot of summits that are particularly based around just addressing these issues. And I think that's really important for the leaders within the industry to come together and collaborate with their ideas on what they do, and, you know, coming up with new strategies that they can implement in the different mining companies. I think sometimes it's a matter of coming together, collaborating with this, rather than kind of staying within themselves competitively. I think that's where real change is going to happen.
And could you share a little bit with our listeners, like, what does Enjoy Your Mind actually provide? Like, what does that look like? And I think especially the phrase, like, safe space can be a bit charged, at least here in the U.S., and people kind of brush it off as like, oh, it's just, you know, wusses that need a safe space, or, you know, there's just a lot of chatter around that. But could you clarify a little bit, like, what does that mean? What does it look like when you create a safe space with Enjoy Your Mind at a site?
Yeah. So say, okay, we have 25 workers on site that are going through, maybe 25 workers on site out of 3,200 people on site. And they that there's a workshop readily available for them to attend after work this evening, and it's based around relationships and how to improve their relationships. And they just take the initiative that, okay, you know, instead of going to the pub tonight or going to the bar tonight, I'm going to attend this workshop because I'm actually having problems with my significant others and my loved ones, and it's actually really bothering me, so I want to attend this so I can learn how to do better, or to gain understanding of what's going on, or else just be around a supportive environment that are going through the same thing as me. So come into that workshop, sit down in that group of people who are all there for that exact same reason, but this time you're being guided by someone who actually specializes in helping people with FIFO relationships. So you're being gained, like, you're gaining like a very powerful workshop with a lot of insight, a lot of strategies that have proven to work, and yeah, you're just learning in the process different tools. You're able to communicate with other people around you about what you're going through if you'd like to. Maybe share it with the group, and maybe someone can give you some guidance that's actually your team member or maybe just a colleague. And yeah, just really building that safe, yeah, that safe space where it's just building authentic relationships, because you're speaking about the nitty-gritty stuff. You're not just having a laugh at the pub, which is always good crack, as we say in Ireland. It's always a bit of a banter. Yeah. But it's something much more real than that. It's something that you can really address, unpack, and then take action, or at least step towards helping yourself. Yeah, it's just, I guess it's providing you with the tools to help you with the problems that you may be facing in your own life, and also creating that supportive environment too.
Yeah, and I think it's such a different approach than maybe where people's minds go immediately, which is, and I love all my friends that work in HR, right? But it's not like HR, right? It's not someone from HR coming in and running something where I think people have this, reaction. It's a very different type of offering, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's very different. And I think that's different as how change is really made, you know. This isn't quite common, and yeah, it's exciting. But also it's the long-lasting relationships that you build within that environment as well. That's really powerful.
Well, and I wonder if you could share a few actionable tips that, industry leaders or folks working on site can take to improve their mental health at work first, and then also their colleagues. And I just, I want to remind folks that with statistics that high, first of all, if you are someone listening who's struggling with these issues, you are clearly not alone, right? Like there are so many folks that you work with that must be going through a lot of the same challenges. And if you aren't going through these issues, chances are the people that you're working with are, right? So it's really important to be aware of, number one, to kind of remove some of that, the isolation that folks might feel. Like, again, just statistics wise, chances are you are definitely not alone, and chances are your colleagues are struggling with this too. So what can folks really take away as something actionable?
For their own individual mental health, well, always, as we always will say, is reach out for help. That's the first most powerful step that you can take. And even if that person isn't the help that you needed, go to the next person. Because you know, if you think, oh, that's the one-off solution, is just to reach out to this one person for help, and then they end up not being the one that helps you, that's going to shatter a bit. So go to the next person and ask for help. Don't give up on asking for help. Yeah, obviously surrounding yourself with good people and loved ones. And it's actually professional help that is that probably is that's the best to reach out for. Other techniques that you can do, we actually have some on the podcasts that I've just released on Enjoy Your Mind. Bless you. So Paul Callahan, this man that I was telling you about earlier, he was sharing a story about his own personal just breakdown and kind of the different tools that he used to get himself back to life again. And you know, a lot of that was spending time in nature, but also little th things you can do is just look for three things that you are grateful for that day, or that you think is beautiful at least, and then you're going to rewire your mind to start looking out for those things. And as you know, it might not sound that great, it might be like a bit of an eye roller, but you just have to practice it, because you're training your mind, like you're training the little neurons in your mind to start looking for what's good in your life instead of what's wrong in your life. It's just you will need a lot of reprogramming. I'm not a mental health expert, so I can't necessarily give advice, but these are just the little tips that I have, to share.
And what about if there are folks listening who are in a position where they can provide tools and resources to other folks, so people in a leadership role or a management role that might be wondering, wow, okay, what are some first steps that I can take to help, kind of make the working environment better for my team? Do you have any suggestions for them other than, of course, they can call you up and talk about bringing in your out to their site? Anything else?
Yeah, that's answer. Yeah, so I would definitely say, if it's someone who is HR and they want to try and implement something to their workers, come up with something that they are passionate about themselves in the mental health sector, and get them to do some research, put together a presentation, themselves, because what you're passionate about and what your niche is really going to shine through to others. So all of our facilitators are specialized in these well-being methods of helping people with their problems. It's like a purposeful venture for them. They all have their own story. So if these HR workers connect something to their own story, that's where they're going to get the most power from it, really. That's what I would really advise, because we are natural storytellers and people will always respond a lot more to storytelling. So
be genuine, and people can sense that, right? If it's coming from a really genuine space of connection. Well, we ask all of our guests, Hazel, the same question at the end of each episode, which is, if you could wave a magic wand and change one thing about the mining industry, what would it be for you? What would you love to just wake up tomorrow and something is magically changed without having to do the hard work or convince people or kind of get traction?
Enjoy Your Mind's aim is to reinvent the current reputation. And that's one with sexual harassment, bullying, mental health issues, and suicide. So if I had my magic wand, I would remove it and create it to the one that's uplifted for connected communities and, safety as well. So that would be what I would wish for sure. I think as well, one of the mine sites over here, just lastly, Mineral Resources, they're building family rooms onto mine sites and like resort style like accommodation for families to be able to come up and stay with the workers. I think that's absolutely incredible as well, because they're making it home away from home, so that's definitely a good thing as well.
No, that sounds amazing. I'll have to look into that. That sounds like a really, really creative idea, or bringing back maybe some of the things that have worked historically in some parts of the industry, right? The ability to have family with the workers on site.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, cheers then to your water across. And thank you so much for sharing all of this with us and our listeners. And we really look forward to having you back on the rocks and to keep following what you're doing with Enjoy Your Mine. Thank you again.
Thank you. See you later.
If you or someone you know is struggling with their mental health, if you're thinking about suicide, if you're worried about a friend or a loved one, or you'd like emotional support, the 988 Lifeline Network is available 24/7 across the United States. Just call or chat 988, and a skilled, trained crisis worker who works at the 988 Lifeline Network Crisis Center closest to you will answer the phone.